بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله تعالى عنهما أنه سمع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: إذا سمعتم النداء فقولوا مثل ما يقول، ثم صلوا علي، فإنه من صلى علي صلاة صلى الله بها عشرا، ثم سلوا الله لي الوسيلة فإنها منزلة في الجنة لا تنبغي إلا لعبد من عباد الله، وأرجو أن أكون أنا هو، فمن سألي الوسيلة حلت له الشفاعة. رواه مسلم. In this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is mentioned that when you hear the adhan, then reply just as you hear the muazzin saying. When you hear the muazzin giving the adhan, then the exact words the muazzin says, you should say the same words. ثُمَّ صَلُّوا عَلَيَّ. After adhan, then send salutations upon me. Send blessings upon me. فَإِنَّهُ مَنْ صَلَّى عَلَيَّ صَلَاةً. Whosoever sends one durood upon me, one blessing upon me, Allah shall send 10 blessings upon him. ثُمَّ سَلُوا اللَّهَ لِي الْوَسِيلَةِ. Thereafter ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant me, that is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, الْوَسِيلَةِ. فَإِنَّهَا مَنْزِلَةٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. It is a station, it is a position in Jannah, which only one servant of Allah Ta'ala deserves. And Rasulullah says, I hope I am that person. Thus, whoever asks for wasila for me, my intercession becomes wajib upon him. My intercession is assured for him. In light of this virtue, the dua which Rasulullah taught us for after the azan includes the dua for wasila for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So in this hadith that we're discussing this morning, we are highlighting the importance of replying to the muadhin when he calls out the adhan with the same words. Besides, when he says hayya ala salah and hayya ala falah, then in other narrations it has been mentioned, we may say la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So when the muazzin says Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, we say the same words, softly of course. We say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, same thing. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. When he says hayya ala salah, we say la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Hayya ala falah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So this jawab we must give to the adhan. After adhan, the very first thing we do is recite durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Most of us are unmindful of this. This has been mentioned in the hadith that after adhan, the very first thing we do is send durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then we read the dua after the adhan. What is the dua after the adhan? Allahumma rabb hadhihi ad-da'wati at-tamma. O Allah, the Lord of this perfect call, da'wa. Dawa means invitation, a call. What is adhan? It is an invitation. We are calling towards the greatness of Allah. We are calling towards the oneness of Allah. So it is a perfect, it is a complete call. O Allah, the Lord of this perfect call. وَالصَّلَاةِ الْقَائِمَةِ. And the prayer that is going to stand up now. The prayer that is going to be established. So O Allah, Lord of this perfect call and prayer that is going to be established. Ati Muhammadan al-wasila. Give Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wasila. What is wasila? That station, that position which Rasulullah has mentioned, that in paradise, it is such a position in Jannah that no person will get besides one single servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the highest form. And Rasulullah says, I hope that I will get that position. So Rasulullah is asking his ummah to make dua that he gets that position. Subhanallah. So, Aati Muhammadan al-Wasila. Ponder over the sacrifices Rasulullah has done for us. How much he has cried for us. How much he has remembered us in his dua. All is asking us to make this dua for him. Aati Muhammadan al-Wasila. Wal-Fadila and virtue. Give Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wasila, this position, and give him virtue. وَبَعَثُ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا. And raise him to the praise station, الَّذِي وَعَدْتَهُ, which you have promised. إِنَّكَ لَا تُخْلِفُ الْمِعَادِ. You do not go against your promise. You do not defy your promise. This is a simple dua which we have learned from childhood days. If we have forgotten the dua, learn the dua. These last few days we have, at least this one dua we learn in our life and we implement it. Important thing is, adhan when it's being called, all of us should remain silent and give jawab to the adhan. That is not the time to be busy talking and shouting. It happens in every masjid. Women folk at home also, adhan is called out, they're busy on the phone, they're busy chatting with everybody else. It is the time to give jawab to the adhan, to listen to the azan, whatever the muazzin says, reply, حَيَّ عَلَى الصَّلَاةِ حَيَّ الْفَلَىٰ لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. And in Fajr, الصَّلَاةُ خَيْرٌ مِّنَ النَّوْمِ. Prayer is better than sleep. There we say, صَدَقْتَ وَبَرَرَتَ. You have spoken the truth, and you have emancipated yourself from the fire of Jahannam. So we read this dua after azan. Very first thing after azan, durood upon Rasulullah SAW, and then this dua. It is the etiquette of the adhan that the person should remain as quiet as possible whilst it is being called. And Rasulullah has also emphasized that one responds to each phrase of the adhan by repeating the same words besides Hayya ala salah and Hayya al falah. Sayyidina Jabir narrates that Rasulullah gave glad tidings of his intercession. He says, whoever reads this dua after adhan, then my intercession becomes compulsory for him. And that is what we all require. We all are begging Allah Ta'ala that on the day of Qiyamah, we are asking you, O Allah, that let Rasulullah intercede on our behalf. Imagine if Rasulullah intercedes on our behalf, then we stand some chance on the day of Qiyamah. So here, just by giving jawab to the azan, Rasulullah says, my intercession is assured for such a person. Moreover, to see the following after the azan also means another dua you can also read besides the dua after azan if we have time. وَأَنَا أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ رَضِيتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ رَسُولًا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا. I testify there is no God but Allah, one and without any partner, and that Muhammad is his slave and messenger. I am pleased with Allah as my Lord, Muhammad is my messenger, and Islam is my religion. Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Abi Waqas radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah said, whoever hears the azan and says these words, he will be forgiven. Responding to the azan and then saying these duas thereafter does not take long, doesn't take any effort. It is just a matter of being mindful of this and getting into a habit. If one makes a habit of saying these words, immense reward can be attained without any time or any effort. Therefore, a person should observe these points of etiquette, except if it is not possible due to a genuine reason, a person in the toilet, for example, then you can't give jawab to the adhan. It is also worth noting that if the call to prayer can be heard from many masjids, like in our case, we hear so many masjids around us. So it is also worth noting that if the call to the prayer can be heard from many masjids, one after the other, the sunnah is fulfilled by responding to the first adhan, which can be heard clearly. There is no harm now in not responding to the subsequent calls. So if one adhan is given at 4 o'clock and the other one at 4:15, you already gave jawab to the one at 4 o'clock, that is sufficient. You don't have to keep on giving jawab to every adhan that you hear. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanaka Allahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.